710 AM KTEK Alvin.
Namaste, Vanakkam, Pranam. You're tuned to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on 1110 AM, authentic radio show on Sanatan Dharma. I'm your host, Geeta, the Divine Song, Rahula, along with Shriji and Taraji, our hosts.
Namaste, you all listeners.
Namaste. Happy Valentine's Day, Taraji, the star Narasimhan, and Shriji and Rakesh Bhai.
Happy Valentine's to you too, Geeta Ji.
Thank you.
Roses. Day.
Yes. Cool. Not surprise routine. Okay. That doesn't red roses. Surprise is yet to come. Waiting, Sriji. And happy Valentine's Day, Divana, the blessing. You can also, listen to us online at masalaradio.com or on our 24/7 online radio sanatanhinducenter.org. All of you, we have lovely selections for you today, filled with bhakti full songs. We'll be here with you till 2 p.m. And we also wish all our hosts, Sriji, Taraji, Rakesh Bhai, Divina, we all wish you a happy, happy Valentine's Day, Hearts Day, Lovers Day. We dedicate this program to our founder of Sanatan Hindu Center and voice of Sanatan Hinduism, late Padmakant Kambhati Ji. Sanatan Hindu Center's mission is to make all aware of deep treasures of Vedic way of life, also known as Sanatan Dharma or Hinduism. Sanatan Center's mission is 4H, that is Hindus, Hindutva, Hinduism and Hindustan. Hinduism is not a religion, it is a way of life. And today is February 14th, our first Valentine's Day on 11:10 a.m. Sunrise was at 7:03 a.m. Tithi is Saptami till 2:41 p.m. Nakshatra is Bharani, that is till 4:40 p.m. And our next Ekadasi is falling on February 18th, which is called Jaya Ekadasi or Bhishma Ekadasi. For those who are fasting, the Tithi begins on Feb 17th, 10:36 p.m. and it ends on February 18th. And Parana time, that is when you break the fast on Feb 19th between 7:09 and 9:15 a.m. Yes, Sriji, what's up today? Today it's going to be all bhaktiful, right?
Yes, namaste, voice of Sanatan Hinduism listeners. Once again, happy Valentine's Day to you all. The new voice of Sanatan Hinduism is all about Hinduism, the basics of Hinduism and celebrating the beauty of Hinduism. Whoever you are, Indian, Indo-American or citizen of the world, let's connect. Dedicatedly brought to you for 20 plus years by Sanatan Hindu Center, supported by Sri Meenakshi Temple, Hindus of Greater Houston, Sri Sitaram Foundation, and all our dedicated donors. For sponsoring, you can also sponsor us. Call 832-361-0625 or email hinduismradio@gmail.com. Visit our Facebook page, Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. Like it for very, very recent updates. In the first 60 minutes of the show, your host, you just heard her, Geeta, the Divine Song Growler, will connect with young Hindu listeners and take you on an inquest of Hinduism. In inquest, you will experience lively Bhagavad Gita and Dhrutara quiz time, where you can call and tell and win an e-gift card sponsored by Ashirwad Vedic Fair. Vedic Fair 5 to Celebrate India will be happening shortly. We'll be announcing the date for the very first time on public media today on Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. Hinduism basics around 12:40. Prayer online. You can call and let us know how we can pray for you. Second 60 minutes, we'll get deeper and deeper into Hinduism. Your host, the star, Tara, the star, Narasimhan, will engage and energize you in deep treasures of Sanatan Dharma. Get updated on what's going on at Sri Meenakshi Temple. Houston happenings brought to you by Hindus of Greater Houston. Get intrigued and interact with us in Inquest of Hinduism around 1:30-ish. Today's topic is very interesting. They're celebrating. All the ladies are celebrating in the studio, the Valentine's Day.
Men
so all
too.
The boys be ready. You're going to get hit somehow. Okay, today's topic is Jai Deva's Geeta Govinda. And enjoy right through the show lots and lots of melodious songs right across all domains of Indian music. New energy, new experience on Hinduism. You've been seeing it for some Sundays now. Stay with us. You're about to enter a no conflict zone.
Yes, Sriji, so what's up with Valentine's? So how do we start it? I was planning for shout-outs. How about our listeners call us in about 12:30-ish after the lively Bhagavad Gita segment, or, you know, before also, we can take their calls and they can give the shout-outs to their Ishtadev, their beloved God.
Your personal favorite God.
Yes.
Don't confuse us with a lot of gods. Choose one.
Only one.
You
exclusive.
Love.
Exclusively. Yes. Because today is Valentine's.
Rakesh Bhai is already ready.
Okay, Rakesh Bhai is ready. How about you, Sriji?
Oh, I'm
Let's start with you.
Okay. Here it is. The shout out is to my all favorite, Lord Rama.
Ooh! And Taraji.
You can repeat it, Taraji.
Okay.
Shri Rama Rama Rameti Rame Rame Manorame
Sahasranama. Is my most recent love.
Recent love.
Yes,
Rama
is my most
Krishna?
Recent love. Everybody will be thinking now.
Okay, Krishna too on the other eye.
On the other. You know, before Rakesh Bhai tells, so I would like to show my exclusive love to my Ishtadev. Oh, no. I'll give Rakesh Bhai because, you know. No, no. That's okay. I'm going
Geeta
to make
he wants
it
to keep the tension on.
I'm going to make it very beautiful.
Okay.
So, Rakesh Bhai, shout out to your beloved. Three more.
Oh, my God. One be born, Rakesh Bhai. Just one.
Okay, three roses for Trimurti from Rakesh Bhai. Did you get it, gods?
Yes.
Okay, and Kanti Bhai. Kanti Bhai is right here in the studio. We are giving shout-outs to our favorite gods because today is Valentine's. And listeners, you can call us 281-277-6874. And give your shout-outs to your personal exclusive
Ishtadev.
Ishtadev, your
favorite
beloved god. Kanti Bhai.
Shri Krishna.
Shri Krishna!
Okay, we
Krishna
got two
ji.
For Lord Rama, one for Shri Krishna, and one for Trimurti, and now waiting for Geeta ji.
Geeta ji, of course. Geeta ji is Ishtadev. Everybody knows it.
No,
it's not a secret. It's not
know.
A secret.
We don't know.
You know, today, how would I really propose? Okay, let's take somebody here.
Geeta ji, I'm right here.
Right
you cannot
here.
Propose.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm
you can only show your love.
Show my love. Okay, I'll take that.
Have a caller.
Okay. Yes, namaste. You're on air. You want to give a shout out?
Yeah, my personal favorite is the Swarup of Lord Krishna in the form of Yogeshwar who is telling Gita.
Wow. Oh, wow. I'm so blessed. You took my name.
And
with Krishna.
You
and you are?
I'm Hasmukh Bhai.
Hasmukh Bhai, Krishna got your message. I'm assuring you. Call us 281-277.
Thank you, Hasmukh Bhai, for calling.
6874, and we'll take today shout outs to your beloved God, Ishtadev. And here is how I want to do it. You know, I would like to make a beautiful garland, okay, before giving shout out.
Geeta ji, let's hold it. You know, you're going to take some time.
No.
I know.
No,
I'm let's not going take to the caller.
Okay.
Okay. Let's switch to the caller. It's easy.
Okay. So, I'm going to make a beautiful garland. I'm not going to make it here. Imagine that I made a beautiful garland. And
the story will be continued.
Continued. Okay. Yes, namaste. You want to give a shout out to your beloved God?
Definitely.
Yes. Go ahead.
Who is this?
Yeah. My favorite god is Gayatri.
Gayatri Devi, Ma Gayatri.
Ma Gayatri, the Lordess. Okay, and you
shout
are?
Out to Ma Gayatri. Who is this?
Yeah, this is Parimal Joshi and Madhu Joshi.
Parimal Joshi ji and Madhu Joshi ji.
And Gayatri Maya just told us she received your shout out.
She is blessing you
yes.
from
thank
everywhere.
You very much.
Thank you very
thanks
much
for
calling.
And okay, let me complete my story in short. I think I'm going
to. We have to go very
quickly. I'll lose my chance.
Yes.
So, and I would take a beautiful veena, okay, and then a musical instrument, play it, and sing this song for my Ishtadev. That is, everybody knows it. It's.
No, we don't know. You have to tell. We all
have
told.
To tell you. Shyam Sundar.
Who is that?
Shri Krishna.
Okay.
Shri Krishna himself, and this is a song I'm going to sing for him. Okay.
So we have a tie between Lord Rama and Lord Krishna in the studio. Rakesh Bhai, as we told, is with the Trimurti.
Trimurti, yes.
Yes, we
yes,
had
yes,
one
we
shout
have.
Out for Gayatri Ma.
Gayatri Ma and Krishna
and
with Geeta.
Oh,
Yogeshwar.
Listener. So Krishna is leading right now.
Yes, Krishna is leading right now. How about Divina? Shout out to your Ishtadev, your beloved God. We have a tie right now.
We have ice cooler.
No, not tie. Krishna is leading. Rama
and,
has
and
to.
And we request if you have an ice cooler listening at home or with you right now in the car, please encourage them to also call in 281-277-6874 and give a shout out to their favorite god as they're learning Hinduism.
Yes, Divana, you have a favorite god? Krishna is leading number... Krishna is leading 444. That Taraji.
And Taraji's half is Krishna.
Krishna.
Yes.
So 4.5, Rama is 1.5. Now Shri Sitaram Foundation needs to call and awaken up their devotees.
Shringhar Rasa is identified by Krishna.
Krishna.
Where, you uh-huh. know, love rules supreme.
Yes.
Rama is Dharma.
Dharmatma.
So Dharmatma. Hmm. So we need both Krishna, Shringara and Dharma.
Rama. But Valentine's together. Only Krishna.
And let us okay. Let yes. us vote for Mahavishnu.
Mahavishnu. Oh, he is everything now. Okay. Oh, this is my dedication to my beloved God Krishna. This is how I'll propose him. Yes, namaste. You want to give a shout out?
Ambe Mata.
Ambe Mata?
Yes.
Yes, and you are?
Jitesh.
Jitesh ji. Yes, Ambe Mata got your message.
Jitesh ji, can you do it once more?
Shout out?
Shout out to...
Loud and clear.
I love Ambe Mata.
Okay.
Okay, Jitesh ji, thanks for calling in.
Mati karo ya swarna bana lo tan ko mere charno se laga lo murli samajh haathon mein utha lo sachna
Welcome back to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism, authentic show on Sanatan Dharma. Today is Valentine's Day special and we're still taking shout-outs for your Ishtadevs. You can call into the studio and give a shout-out to your beloved God right now. Lord Krishna is leading. And next up is a lively Bhagavad Gita segment and then Q-Time and Hinduism Basics. In Q-Time, you can win a e-gift card. E-gift card. If you answer the question with Sri Rawalaji is going to ask, it's going to be something related to Valentine's, I guess. Sriji?
Yes, and always remember you are on a Hinduism radio show, so the undercurrent is always you have to find the answer within the domain of Hinduism.
Yes, Krishna is back. If you're tuning in for the first time, every Sunday we meet here. On 11:10 a.m., about a little after 12 p.m., and explore a couple of shlokas from Bhagavad Gita and learn the meaning from commentaries of our acharyas. Bhagavad Gita literally means the divine song. It's sung by Sri Krishna about 6,000 years back. It It's a dialogue between Krishna and Arjun. Krishna not only talked about dharma, karma. Yes, last week we talked about the soul, the characteristics of soul, how soul is different from body. And we thought of talking about karma, dharma, moksha. But today is Valentine's. We got to steal bhakti from Bhagavad Gita. So what Krishna tells about love, divine love, Bhagavad Gita has chapter 12 completely dedicated to bhakti yoga, love and devotion towards the divine. So now let's invoke our acharyas and Krishna before starting Bhagavad Gita. Shuklam bharadaram vishnum sasivarnam chaturbhujam prasannavadanam dhyayet sarva vighnopashantaye yasyadvirada vaktradyah parishadyah parasatam vighnam nighnanti satatam vishvaksenam tamashraye vyasam vasishtha naptaram sekte pautramakalmasam parasaratmajam vande sukatatam taponidhim samyanyaya kalapena mahata bharatena cha upabrumhita vedaya namo vyasaya vishnave. Now our beloved Krishna. Krishnam kamala patraksham punya sravana kirtanam vasudevam jagadyonim naumi narayanam harim krishnayaya davendraya jnana mudraya yogine nathaya rukminisaya namo vedanta vedine. Om Asmat Gurubhyo Namaha. So what does chapter 12 of Bhagavad Gita tell us? Arjun asks, Arjuna uvacha evam satata yuktaye bhaktas tvam paryupasate echa pyaksharam avyaktam tesham ke yoga vittamaha. Arjun says, between the devotees who are engaged in your worship and people who seek the unmanifested Brahman, who are considered the most perfect in knowledge, Krishna, tell me, are the intelligent people, intellectuals, or the devotional people who are considered the perfect? God Krishna gives a very, very direct answer here. Sri Bhagavan uvacha, maya vesya mano ye mam, nitya yukta upasate, sriddhaya parayopetas, teme yukta tamamataha. Bhagavan Krishna said, he whose mind is fixed on me, always engaged in worshipping or meditating me with shraddha, that is with faith, and with great divine faith, is considered to be the most perfect. So he gave the direct answer, which is people who worship me are the most perfect. Why are the intellectuals who are jnana yogis not perfect? He gives in 3rd, 4th, and 5th shlokas in chapter 12 of Bhagavad Gita, he tells us that to pursue something which is unmanifested, unseen, is very hard. Intelligent people also reach me. All their intelligence, through intelligence, that hard work which they do, it'll get to me. But that's a very, very hard way to go. Very, very hard way to go. But devotional is a devotional science, which he explains how bhakti, love and devotion makes one perfect. How love and bhakti towards Lord Krishna makes one perfect. In 6th sloka, he tells Lord Krishna, Bhagavan Krishna says, Etu sarvani karmani mayi sanyasya matparaha ananyenaiva yogena mam dhyayanta upasate teshamaham samuddharta mrityu samsara sagarat bhavami nachirat partha maya vesita chetasam. For those who surrender, give up or offer all activities to me without being attached, give up everything to me, exclusively united their consciousness in me, who are meditating and worshipping me, who has fixed their mind on me, for such beings I will quickly deliver from this ocean of birth and death. So that is exclusive devotion, he's saying. He's asking us to apply intelligence onto him and give that intelligence without doubting. So basically, surrender to him. So he also tells in 9th shloka, if you're not able to fix your mind steadily on me, then you should constantly practice yoga. By doing so, you'll develop a desire to attain me. What is this yoga? He's talking about bhakti yoga. But first of all, what is bhakti? It is like, you know, it is nice to listen bhakti and everybody lecturing on bhakti. But what is a bhakti, where it is derived from for a common man who wants to understand or start on the road of bhakti? This word is derived from bhakta, meaning a person who is attached or loyal to someone, a worshipper, devotee, adorer, or a faithful attendant. Bhakta also means food. A person who offered himself to the bhokta as a sacrifice was a bhakta in olden times. So now, a bhakta became a devotee who surrendered himself to God and lived a life of detachment and renunciation. So actually, for party people out there, what is bhakti? Party people party out. Bhakti is using your emotions and partying in. Party in is bhakti. So it's very easy for party people to follow the bhakti marg, because it is partying in. We love to party in. So there was a lady whom I met about 1 week back who was asking me, what is the secret of bhakti? Like, how do you enhance that bhakti? I see bhakti in people, you know, intense bhakti in people. How do we get there? But what is bhakti? Bhakti is devotion. It's love, but an exclusive love affair. You have become a devotee. You have become a servant, a das. Your emotions have become very sweet just by the mere thought of that person. You have thrown yourself into that love affair and nothing matters now. Just that person, just that energy matters. So it's not a business, it's not a trade, it's not you love me, I love you back. It's a one-way street to start with. It's a one-way street, only the happiness of your lover matters and nothing else in bhakti. So the question many of us ask is, how do I fall with an unseen? You know, it's not there, like, you know, I don't see it. You know, how can we fall with somebody unseen, and how do you develop bhakti or love or devotion for the unseen? How do you enhance it? Some people have already fallen in love with Krishna or their Ishtadev. How do you enhance it? Bhakti yoga is about using your emotions. Bhakti is devotion. Bhakti yoga is you're following that path. Why are you following that path? To reach the state of oneness. You experience bodilessness, experience beyond mind, experience bliss. Sitting right here, right this moment, you can do that. You can, you can be in samadhi state. You don't need anyone except yourself. No shopping, no red roses from your beloved. You don't need to you don't need to party out. You don't need to wait for love to happen. So love is not about waiting for someone. Love is all about your own emotions. All of us want to be happy, experience bliss. We try out many things to be happy. We think someone else will make us happy. But yes, they do. It's temporary. But when the chemistry is gone, especially if it starts between with an attraction, then you need more attention when the chemistry is worn out, right? So now the question is how to fall in love and how to enhance your devotion. So here scripture, our Bhagavatam guides us. This is where our scriptures are so important. It tells us about ourselves. So it guides us through the 9 methods to enhance your devotion or fall in love. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. Just Shravanam, the hearing to Lord's stories, is so perfect. Parikshit Maharaji attained perfection in simply by hearing 7 days of Bhagavatam about the Leelas of Krishna. Similarly, Sukadeva Goswami also has attained perfection by speaking, that is Kirtanam, 7 days to Parikshit Maharaj. And the other 6 are Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam Dasyam, Sakhyam Atma Nivedanam. Hearing about the Lord, that is Shravanam. Glorifying the Lord, that is Kirtanam. Smaranam, that is remembering the Lord. Serving the lotus feet of Lord is Dasyam. Worshipping the Lord, Archanam. Offering prayers to the Lord is Vandanam. And serving the Lord and building a friendship with Lord, that is Sakhyam. Surrendering to Lord, Atma Nivedanam. So all these things, but how do you do this? Because, see, Lord is perfect, right? Out of all these 9 alternatives Bhagavatam gives us, any one, if it is done with absolute dedication, that is sufficient. So you don't have to do all these 9. If we do just one perfectly. Just like Haridas Ji, he simply chanted and he did not establish any deity. He was doing Sravanam and Kirtanam, and he got perfection. Because God himself is perfect, and he performed many beautiful deeds, beautiful leelas when he incarnated as Krishna or Rama. You know, he showed us how to love, how to be a lover. He was perfect in everything he did. And again, remember, it's a one-way street with him, at least for some time. So it's easy to fall in love with something that has displayed such perfection. You will fall in love with him just listening to his stories of a perfect human being. And no doubts in this. You know, you cannot doubt, you cannot use your intelligence. You have to surrender your intelligence to him. And to enhance the state, once you've fallen in love with him, sometimes we have these gaps also. You know, falling in love, falling out of love, falling in love with Krishna. Because we are not in this one of these nine alternatives told by Bhagavatam. We have to keep at it. We will explore further later, next week. We'll go to details of bhakti. How do you enhance? And I know Kanti Bhai has...
And that is perfect. It's nine steps to the ultimate stage.
Yes.
You reach. And so those are the... you can start with just listening.
Listening. Sravanam. Yes.
Sravanam. By gradually, then you progress in this path. And you reach the ultimate, which is the highest, surrendering.
Surrender. Surrender is a beautiful thing, beautiful thing. And Voice of Sanatan listeners and Masala Radio listeners, did you get that? Shravanam, Shravanam, Shravanam. That means listen to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism every Sunday from 12 to 2 p.m. We'll be here every day doing, we'll be doing Kirtanam. And you have to do?
Shravanam.
Shravanam. Yes, you
Start
got it. You got
yes,
it.
Yes.
So what do we get? Eternal bliss, happiness, right here, oneness with our Ishtadev, oneness with this whole beautiful cosmos. And you can get it right here, right now, right this moment, and you don't need anybody for that. Okay, and let's move on to cue time. Before moving to cue time, I have a beautiful song of displaying Shiv and Parvati's love affair. And before going to that, I need to conclude the shlokas and say thanks to our acharyas and Krishna. Ekam sastram devaki putra gitam, eko deva devaki putra eva, eko mantra tasya namani yani, karma apyekam tasya devasya seva, kayena vacha manasa indriyerva, buddhyatmanava prakrute svabhavad, karomi yadyat sakalam parasme narayanayeti samarpayami, sriman narayanayeti samarpayami. Sarvam Sri Krishna Arpanamastu Om Asmat Gurubhyo Namaha. Here is a beautiful, beautiful song. Shivji's and Parvati's love. These eternal lovers who teach us how to be in an eternal love affair with God. Parvati always taught us to be in an eternal devotion and love, have a love affair with Shivji.
Sarvopari Prami Shiv Shankari Sarvottam Priya Parvati Sarvasresth Pati Parameshwar Shiv Sada Suhagale Parvati Adbhut Prem Ki अद्भुत महिमा शब्दों में ना वर्णित हो तीनों लो
Welcome back. You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism Authentic Show on Sanatan Dharma. I'm your host, Geeta, the Divine Song, with Tara Ji, the Star Narsimhan, and Sri Ji, the Fortune Rahula, Kanti Bai, Rakesh Bai, and Deepana here in the studio. So coming up next is Q Time. Sri Ji, what do you have?
I have a new name for Kanti Bai. Kanti the Light.
Patel. Kanti the Brilliance. Yeah.
I'm yes. Always looking for the meaning as the brilliant. Okay. You're listening to New Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. It's all about Hinduism, basics of Hinduism, and celebrating the beauty of Hinduism. I'll stop here for a brief second and remind all of us, we are in U.S. of America. So remember that. And dedicatedly brought to you for 20 plus years by Sanatan Hindu Center. We have to give them a big, big appreciation for that. Co-sponsored by Sri Sitaram Foundation, Hindus of Greater Houston, Sri Meenakshi Temple, and all of our dedicated supporters, and some of you might be just listening now. For sponsoring, call 832-361-0625, or you can just email us, hinduismradio@gmail.com. You are about to hear this Valentine's Day riddle. We kept it interesting for the Super Bowl 50, okay? It's all about numbers, so bring back all the numbers you can think of in Hinduism, okay? Today, the riddle to unriddle is, listen carefully, the first part, 5 minus 1, that is 1, whatever, character, person, whatever, 5 minus 1 is the representation. Then there is a goat.
G-O-A-T.
G-O-A-T, goat, like lamb goat, okay? Then there is the number 51.
51.
Yes, and 18. This is a beautiful, beautiful love story. I picked up these numbers from all these numbers I've been referred in that. And then, like, you know, it's a complete story. Okay? What we are looking for is the number 5 minus 1. What does it represent? Goat. What does it represent? We're not going to say it's a person. It's an incident. You have to tell us. Number 51. Number 18. And you can win an instant $5 e-gift card sponsored by Vedic Fair. And today we are so glad to announce the Vedic Fair 5-day. For the first time ever in public media, we are doing it on New Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. 23rd April, Saturday 23rd April will be Vedic Fair 5-day. For more updates, you can visit Vedic Fair Facebook page. But we have added a little twist for the prize. If you have an high schooler with you at home in the car, if they call and give us the riddle, unriddle the riddle, you can help them, of course, but they need to speak with us and give, we're going to double the prize.
Number to call is 281-277-6874.
Yes.
I think I kind of got it, and I'm changing the background music to that, to the riddle.
Okay.
Is it related to this?
I'm not giving away too soon.
Too many numbers, Sriji.
No problem. You can give me 2. I'm fine. You know me.
I know who the goat is.
Okay. 5 minus 1. Goat. 51. 18. Complete love story on Valentine's Day on New Sanatan Hinduism.
You need to give them the clue. Is this background music, anything related to that?
Play it. I've also another beautiful love story. Okay, the choice, listeners, if you're taking time to get the first riddle, the second one is number 8 and letter, like cut letter you write,
oh.
Not the alphabet.
Oh, letter.
Letter.
Okay.
Okay, and the third equation is 1 of 8.
1 of 8.
This is also another beautiful love story.
Okay. Can I
this
play
this? This ends in marriage.
Okay. Can I play the music for that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to play the song for it then.
Okay.
Om Namah Shivaya. Mahashivratri celebration on Monday, March 7th at the Sanatan Shiv Shakti Mandir, the first Jyotirlingam, a replica of God Somnath and Mahashri Ambaji in Houston. Come celebrate Mahashivratri with your family.
Any takers in the studio? Number to call is 281-277-6874. The first equation is numbers and characters. 5 minus 1. Goat.
Somebody is writing the letter.
Number 51. 18.
Yes, okay. Saraji.
No. First I have a question to the questioner.
Okay.
Are we getting to be mathematicians or Vedantins? Those are all numbers.
Right, on Valentine's.
No, I've added the goat, the cut. It's
okay,
a clue.
We'll take a call.
I mean, here's the clue. Somebody is writing.
We have a caller. The brave caller is...
Hello? Namaste, you're on air, yes. You got the answer?
I think the song that you are playing, that is the first love letter in the history that is written by Rukmani to Sri Krishna.
Sri Krishna. You won my heart. Wow. So what does the number 8 in the equation? 8 cut 1 of 8. Please try.
I don't know, but I only know about this song because I've heard it before.
Yeah, you answered the cut part. Okay. The 8 is Sri Krishna, is the 8th child.
Ooh,
okay.
Wow.
And cut has been written by whom? Rukmini Ma.
One of 8.
They are the two characters for you.
One of Ashta Patnis.
Yes,
the
and who is
one.
She? She's one of 8 queens of Lord Krishna, the ultimate queen.
Yes.
I love Rukminiji. So
wow.
That's how the story goes. The beautiful love story told in numbers on Voice of Hinduism. And thank you very much, Ashmukhji, for supporting us in this number game.
That's nice. That's a very good answer. Very
good.
Do you
want to try the first one, Ashmukhji? Are you already there? Or we lost you? Or is it already?
That is Rukmini ji is writing a letter to Sri Krishna.
To come and take her.
Yes.
In marriage.
First love letter.
Yes.
And she didn't even see him.
Yes.
She only heard about him.
Yes. And he was an enemy in their family.
In their family, yes.
Yes, that's there too. So much to learn.
Mata Lakshmi incarnated as Rukmini ji and Krishna.
Yeah,
was Vishnu incarnation,
yes.
And they get married.
And this part of Sri Krishna was chosen by Sri the fortune Ravula because this shows the warrior self in Sri Krishna.
Yes.
To come and rescue the one who's calling.
Yes. That's right.
So
very beautiful question. Welcome back to Q Time, and we have the answer to the second question, but what is the first question, Sriji? Can we try?
The riddle is try.
Yes.
5 minus 1, goat, like in lamb and goat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 51 and 18.
This is too much. Goat, I know. Can I guess?
Yes.
And am I right when I played that music?
Yes.
Okay, goat is Dakshaji.
Yes.
Okay, I got that right. 51, I don't know.
Okay, and who was Dakshiji's father?
Brahma, four-headed. Oh, he had five. Oh my God, yes. One is Shivji takes his head
and
off.
Who did it? The Indian person is Shivji.
Shivji.
Okay, we arrived
Shivji.
At Shivji.
Okay,
now.
5 minus 1. Mm-hmm. Four-headed Brahma. Goat is Daksh, who is Brahma Prajapati's. Brahma Prajapati's son.
Mm-hmm.
After Shivji beheads him, he gets a goat head for some time.
Yes.
Right? He was revived by Shivji with a goat head.
Repenting.
Okay? And 51.
Who is the missing character in this love story?
Parvatiji? Satiji?
Shakti.
Shakti. Now, 18 is her hands.
That's
Navadurga.
I can take that.
18 hands.
That's a representation of her, but they are Shakti Pitas.
Oh,
Shakti
Pitas. Okay.
But
51.
The truth is the 51
Shakti
Pitas.
And 18
are
the
Mahashakti Pitas.
Mahashakti Pitas.
And then listeners, if you are curious, there are actually four Adi Shakti Pitas. So
four Adi Shakti
Pitas. The intrigue of Hinduism keeps going on. But the story we were talking about is the very famous Shivji and Satiji's love story against the wish of Daksha.
Daksha, his father, her father.
Wow, that sounds like a movie.
I played the right music. At least I guessed the music. We talked about Shivji, we talked about Krishnaji, and now it's time for Sri Sitaram Foundation, our sponsors who celebrate Dashara Mela in Skeeter Stadium. And this song where Sitaji is singing the song for Ramji and praising Ramji. This is happening in the forest when she was sent to forest. Still she is in love with Ramji. That is what is love. Sitaji's love for Ramji, in spite of all the difficulties she faces, there is a sacrifice in love also. It's a beautiful, beautiful song in praise of Ramji by Sitaji. The song is sponsored by Sri Sitaram Foundation of USA.
Yeah.
really admire their love. Despite all the difficulties they face, our gods, Ram, Sita, Parvati ji, Shiv ji, Vishnu ji, Lakshmi ji, Krishna, Rukmini, Radha, all these great
difficulties for our mind, not for them.
Eternal lovers.
Yes.
And we are going to bring Bharat ji loves love also. Love is not only between a female and a male, but our bhakti, Hanuman ji's love for Lord Ram. Bharat ji's love for Lord Ram, it brings tears to your eyes. And Prahlad's love for Vishnu, all these, they become servants, they become the eternal servants to the
and
divine.
Ashmukh ji's continuous persistence to call and answer for his love for Hinduism.
That's correct, Sriji. And now, jumping on to Hinduism basics, what do you have today? And this segment is sponsored by Sri Sitaram Foundation of USA, who celebrates Dashara Mela in the month of October. I think they about October 16th in Skeeter Stadium, Sugarland. So, Hinduism basics, what do we have today, Sriji?
Gitaji, we have explored, in Hinduism basics, we explored the basics of Hinduism in a simpler context.
Okay.
Without really adding lot of in-depth data into it.
Yeah, last
so what we need to know, basic concepts of Hinduism is what we target. Sanatan Dharm, we keep repeating this, in simple terms means a way of life. Okay, little more technical, it's an eternal law. Okay, where, we can all abide by it and then take full advantage of it. So Sanatan Dharm or Hinduism has a variety of beliefs and practices with a certain underlying unity. They're all connected, interconnected. Hinduism does not have a single founder. Mm-hmm. And its present form emerged over thousands and thousands of years. There are more than 1 billion Hindus in the world and about 2.5 million in US of A, making it the 8th largest country with Hindu population. Today we'll explore Hinduism basic concept, moksha. And just to refresh the listeners who have been dedicatedly listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism Radio, we covered Brahman, Bhagwan, which also within it has your Easter Dev, where some of you called and gave shout out today on Valentine's Day. How the world is defined in Hinduism, and how we, an individual, is defined. And all interesting, this gets very interesting, reincarnation and karma. So today the moksha, the last basic concept, the goal. How does the dictionary define moksha? In simple terms, it's freedom from temporal and mortal world of ordinary experience. That means human life. Freedom from human life. So how does Hinduism handle it? In this cycle of existence, in human form, of endless change, death and rebirth, creation and destruction, there's only one ultimate goal for the individual, which is moksha, or it's also called mukti, or liberation from all this. And in fact, all other worlds, it says. Moksha is considered identity with Brahman. That means when you attain moksha, now you are on par with Brahman. You have got, mixed with it. So, which is the deity of your choice? When we say Brahman, you get mixed up with him. So that's what it is. So you become one with him. So all in all, in a very short, it is a blissful state of our life. When you attain mukti, moksha, that's what it is. So starting next Sunday, now we'll be going little further. Gitaji has already started it today on Valentine's Day, the Bhakti Marg. So we'll be exploring Hinduism paths like Bhakti, Karma, Jnana, Yoga, Tantra and others.
All the paths. Yeah. And we need to also talk about the four pursuits of humans sometime.
Yes.
Dharmartha, Kama, Moksha.
Yes.
Which is very, very important to us. Wow, wonderful. You really talked about Moksha. We talked about Bhakti today. So basically, we gave a complete formula,
yes.
Equation.
Yes.
Done.
We gave a couple of good love
bhakti,
stories.
Bhakti Marg, and we gave examples of Sritaji's love for Ram,
yes.
Parvati ji's love for Shiv.
Yes. And in the second hour, You're getting Gita Govinda topic.
Oh my God, that's a beautiful, beautiful topic.
In quest of Hinduism.
Yes, and that's at 1:30 after the Meenakshi Temple segment at 1 o'clock and local events brought to you by Hindus of Greater Houston. We are going to talk today about Gita Govindam. Wow, that's a beautiful, beautiful topic. And before, is that it today for Hinduism basics?
I want to leave with a question which we started last week, because which we are seeing more and more the Y generation, that is our children, are facing. Because we didn't face it because we always believed, you know, we are born Hindu, so we stay Hindus for life. What our children are facing is, why I'm an Hindu?
Mm-hmm.
So you can, if anybody has dealt with your children with that question or have an answer, you can give us a call and let us know, 281-277-6874.
Or you can also email us at hinduismradio@gmail.com.
Yes.
hinduismradio@gmail.com. So we spoke about all, our Sitaji, everybody, ladies. But here is Hanuman Bhajan, where it depicts the love between Hanumanji and Ramji. Both Hanumanji loves Ramji, Ramji loves Hanumanji. He's a beautiful milan, the first time the milan happening between Ramji and Hanumanji. And this song is brought to you by Sri Sitaram Foundation of USA.
Shri Ram Jai Hanuman, Prabhu Shri Ram Jai Hanuman.
Jai Shri Ram, Bolo Jai Hanuman. When two people like that, high energy people, great people meet, it's going to benefit us. That's what is happening right now. Ramji is meeting Hanumanji. And that song is brought to you by Sri Sita Ram Foundation of USA. And at Voice of Sanatan Hinduism, every week we offer healing prayers to people who need help or seek relief from any pain that they're suffering. We offer prayers to well-being of all of you out there who are going through any kind of pain. Om Sarvesham Swastir Bhavatu, Sarvesham Santir Bhavatu, Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu, Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha,
सर्वे सन्तु निरामयः सर्वे भद्राणि पश्यन्तु मा कश्चित् दुःखभाग् भवेत् ॐ शान्तिः।